Welcome to River Life Podcasts. We're a church family embracing the Father's presence, releasing empowered people to declare and demonstrate Christ's kingdom. We trust that God would use what you hear today to bless and grow you so that you would be a blessing to those around you. For more information about River Life Baptist Church, go to riverlifechurch.org.au or find us on social media.
All right, welcome back to another episode of River Life's Going Deeper podcast. This is a continuing conversation about the deeper things of God. And this is the final episode of our series we're doing on a paradigm. And this whole idea was we're just trying to look at what is the paradigm? What's the frame that we are looking through as a church? What's the worldview? What are the lenses that we're looking through as a church? And so we've looked at our vision statement, really, which is a family embracing the Father's presence, releasing empowered people who declare and demonstrate Christ's kingdom. We've had six episodes so far. We've looked at family, presence, empowered, love declared, love demonstrated, and Christ's kingdom in the previous episode. Today, Joe, we've got a great episode up our sleeves.
Yeah, we're going to kind of tie all of that together and bring this idea of living unveiled, which is kind of our focus for this year, but also I think probably just the posture of our hearts as we start to go after the things that God's put in front of us, particularly as a church, but I think as believers who firmly hold to the idea that God is moving and active and by his Spirit kind of drawing us into him and helping us to then show the community what he's like. I think living unveiled becomes kind of like the way that we do all that stuff that we talk about. It's actually our attitude, our approach, that as we kind of take that idea from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and then apply it to how we live out life, living unveiled, now that we are unveiled, it's a way that we approach this way of living.
Wow, so we've got so much on this already. You know, we've had Senior Pastor John in with us on this podcast channel, and we've looked at it for our Bible Streams podcast. Yep. We've had sermons about this idea of being unveiled. So we'll be sure to link all of those, each of those resources in the show notes. So feel free to go check out those things. So we're just going to kind of briefly touch on what it looks like for us to live in this paradigm of being unveiled. And I guess the main text, as you mentioned, that we get all this from is from this beautiful book of 2 Corinthians. And so, Joe, what have we got here? Where does this kind of come from?
The passage that we kind of built all this out of as we looked into this year and where God was leading us was in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12. I'll just read you the passage so we kind of get our heads around it. It says this, "Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." And so really the idea is that in the old way, when we're not kind of really in that intimate relationship with God, there's this veil. Moses put a veil over his face to kind of stop the other people who are around him freaking out when the glory of the Lord was like shining from him. But then Paul says it's almost like when we look at God the old way, when we don't have the Holy Spirit working in our lives, when we're not in intimacy with God, it's like we put a cover over us. There's a blockage between us, and it plays off all this temple language and stuff. But really, the whole idea is that when we turn to God, when we live in intimacy with Holy Spirit because of God's presence working in us and through us, the barriers between us and God are taken away, and so we are very bold.
Awesome.
And so what that means is, as we've looked at what it means to be family, as we've looked at what it means to be empowered, when Dylan was talking about all this stuff, all of this, when we are living unveiled, means that we are boldly going after these things. You know, we can be in family because we don't have the blockages there anymore, or we are challenge to deal with the blockages so that we are living in family, that when we are declaring his goodness and his kingdom, and when we're declaring what his presence means for us, we're bold to do it because there's no blockages. We're actually experiencing this for ourselves.
Yeah, so good. I think one of the issues that we face, though, is I think, you know, mentally, I agree, we have been unveiled. Our relationship with God has been opened. The way has been opened, you know, and you can listen into the Hebrews podcast that we, you know, have done previously, or all the messages that, you know, have been going along at church about how God has made a way for us to know him. I think one of the issues, though, that we face is as Christians, we often kind of put a veil back over our face. We often try and cover up things that are not really there, that we don't need to be ashamed of. But, you know, often we fall into something, or we go down a certain way and try and cover up ourselves. But God is not after that. He's not keen on that. He's all about intimacy, and he's all about opening himself up and sending his son, and then sending his spirit to live in us and dwell in us.
Yeah, I mean, when the disciples were like, oh, show us what God looks like, Jesus is like, well, you've seen me, you've seen him, like, this is it. And so I think this whole idea of living unveiled is that we really authentically come to God, you know, warts and all, who we are, and go, God, like, this is us. We are, there's no barrier between you and me anymore. Or would you help me deal with the barriers? Because what you've called us to do is to live in this intimacy with you that then allows us to live out the reality of that to others.
That's cool.
And so what I think that does is really, for me, prompt a few questions, which maybe you guys can think about maybe today during the day. Maybe you can just stop this and have a think about the questions. But for me, it comes back to, as we look at all these areas of this paradigm that we live in, this vision that we have before us from the Lord, what does it look like to live out of intimacy with God, with no barriers with him, out of that unveiled place where we give Holy Spirit access and permission in our lives? What would it look like to live that out?
Yeah.
So then we get to family. What would it look like to live authentically, unveiled, intimately in a family space? What would it look like to go, okay, God, I'm dealing with life, I'm doing this with you. What does it look like to live that out in family? What can I bring to the table when I'm not worried, when I'm very bold?
What does it look like then to live it out in presence? What does it look like to live it, this reality that we are unveiled before him? So when we come to him, and when we're in need of him, that means that his presence is close. It is near. It's available for us.
And we also interact with him. Like Moses went into the tent of meeting and met with God face to face. And yet there's this whole, it says in scripture, you can't see God face to face and live. Well, we've already died to ourselves so we can see him face to face.
Yeah.
And if Moses could do that under the old arrangement, and Jesus said the greatest in the old way of knowing God is less than the least in the kingdom of God, this new thing that he's doing. So if Moses could do it then, how much more can we do it today? How can we actually go and meet with God, let his presence come and minister to us as we minister to him? Mm. What would it look like for you to boldly approach God?
Yeah, I agree. It looks like when we're empowered to declare and demonstrate his kingdom, and we're doing it in family, and we're doing it because of and through his presence. For me, living unveiled is important and necessary because it's not just when we meet on a Sunday. It's not just when we have an incredible time of worship and world-class teaching and preaching. Like, no joke, like, it's not just then. We're so blessed by the resource that we have around us at River Life. It's not just then, but it's living unveiled in everything, in every aspect of our life, in when we're going down to the mechanic, or whether we're going down to grab a coffee from our local, you know, shop, you know, or whether it's, you know, when we're taking out the rubbish. Like, what does it look like to live unveiled when we're doing those things, as well as the corporate sense? Because it's easy, I think, to get close to God and feel his presence and feel his nearness and get fired up and empowered by him when there's a family around us.
Yeah, there's 100 people in the room and the sound system's great and the lights are low.
Yeah. But what does it look like to live unveiled in our everyday life?
As we think about that, the picture that's in that passage in Corinthians is that we're not hard. We're not hardened to the things of God, but we're soft to the things of God. That our minds aren't hardened, but our hearts are soft and vulnerable so that in those moments, you know, we're not worried, we're not afraid, but we are unveiled before God. We are bare and exposed to Him so He can say, hey, go here, do that. Hey, there's fear there, let me deal with that. Hey, there's something that is in your life that's going to bless that person. Hey, would you go and do it? Like this unveiled is just this such clear openness. There's no blockages in our relationship with God. So it looks like compassion and mercy. It looks like His presence. It looks like quick obedience. You know, it looks like response to God because He's working in us. You know, we're actually changed by this. If we live out this vision statement, we are going to be transformed.
Yeah.
And He is going to be glorified.
And I think that's probably one of the other main parts that we just want to briefly talk about here is that when we are looking at God, we become like Him.
Yeah.
Because when we are unveiled before the Lord, those things that we're looking at, you know, in Hebrews it says, all right, come on, look to Jesus,
yeah,
the author and the perfecter.
Fix your eyes on Him, yeah.
Like, so when we're looking at Him, we're actually becoming like Him. And so I think for us, that's super important as River Life, you know, people and the family of River Life, that we're actually creating spaces to intentionally, not just willy-nilly, yes, He's a part of the everyday life.
Mm.
Yes, He's a part of when you need to jump in your car and drive somewhere. Yes, of course He is. But it's also about creating intentional places to stop in the busyness of life,
mm,
and to pray and to worship and be with God.
Mm. Yeah, because it's in those moments that we're formed. You know, we are changed. We are like, you know, like the caterpillar is transformed into the butterfly. That same idea is that we are transformed. We are moved from one thing to another. We are changed. The core kind of engine of discipleship isn't just sitting with someone and learning the Bible. It's actually being so intimate with God that He shows us how we are designed to be in Him, and we are changed. And we do that through relationship with each other. We hear God as we are in relationship with His family around us, but we also do it because we are spending time with Him. And so really, like, the unveiled part is the engine that drives the rest of the vision statement. That being unveiled before God allows us to be family. It allows us to be in His presence. It allows us to be empowered. It actually pushes us into a place of letting the overflow of what that is come out of us. And then the Jerusalem, the Judea, the Samaria, the ends of the earth are touched by His presence because we are obediently living it out in our lives. And it's not a hassle. It's not a heavy burden. It's actually just the overflow of who we are. You know, we become the letters of the person who has shown us the reality of God. We are the letter of recommendation, it says in that passage. And we then pass that on. And then we love other people and they become the letter of recommendation of God. And then they love other people and it flows on. And that's how His kingdom breaks in. As we talked about last episode, that's how the kingdom of God in Christ starts to spread. What we'll do is we're going to throw in our show notes links back to the sermons and the other podcasts that have touched on this idea, but we'd love you to pick up this idea of living free and unveiled before God so that we can live out the reality of who we are in Him, this paradigm that we have, and that you'd actually just start to just do it in everyday life. This episode wasn't to teach you about it. It was to remind you about it.
Yeah.
It was to challenge you to actually live it out, to go, God, if I'm open and free and intimate with You, how does that play out in every aspect of the paradigm I live in?
All right. Well, that's the final episode of this series. We have got an exciting series coming up next. Mm. Next week, we're going to start a series all across the church, and it's all about covenant. So we're going to look at what it looks like to be in covenant with God and then with other people, and then some things that, like, how that covenant really works out. So all across, from kids ministry to youth ministry to life group ministry to the sermons to this podcast channel to our other podcast channel, everything in our conversations. We're going to be releasing a daily devotion as well, all about covenant and what it looks like to live a life of covenant to God. and towards others. So check out what's going to be released next week. Make sure you're available when it drops on Thursday, Thursday morning. And yeah, you can tune in and check it out.
So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you let your friends know. Like and comment so that other people get to hear about this. But more than anything, we hope that this is blessing you and helping you grow in your relationship with God.
Thanks for listening to this River Life podcast. Make sure you subscribe to keep up to date with all the latest content. If this podcast has raised any questions for you, contact us via church@riverlifechurch.org.au or through Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening.